Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά.
Αυστραλιανή επικαιρότητα με την Τίνα Γερολίμου. Η πρώην Υπουργός Εξωτερικών Julie Bishop, σε συνέντευξη που παραχώρησε στην εκπομπή 7:30 του καναλιού ABC και σχολιάζοντας την υπόθεση Πόρτα, υποστήριξε την διεξαγωγή ανακριτικής διαδικασίας που ακολουθεί έναν θάνατο.
The challenge of course is that the allegations are historic, that the woman who made the allegations took her own life, and now a serving cabinet minister has been informed that the police investigation is at an end. So there are no answers. I do know, however, that the South Australian coroner is considering an inquest, and to me, that is the next logical step. It's within the criminal justice system. There are checks and balances. There are statutory powers. It has legal standing. And so that is the next step, and I understand from media reporting that that's what the family would welcome.
Η κυρία Bishop, σε ερώτηση για το περιβάλλον και την κουλτούρα που επικρατεί στην Ομοσπονδιακή Βουλή στην Καμπέρα, είπε ότι τα πολιτικά κόμματα προτιμούν να μην προχωρήσουν σε κινήσεις που πιθανό να αποδειχθούν επιζήμιες.
A culture develops whereby those who are prone to inappropriate or unprofessional or even illegal behaviour get a sense of protection. They know that people aren't going to complain because that will damage the party. It will damage the party's prospects. And this is across Parliament. It makes it a very unusual workplace in that regard. But also, we don't have the structures in place to counter that.
Η ίδια είπε, αναφερόμενη σε δικές της εμπειρίες, ότι οι άντρες συνάδελφοί της είχαν προσπαθήσει να σαμποτάρουν την ανέλυξή της στον χώρο της πολιτικής, χωρίς να τα καταφέρουν. «Σκοπός μου ήταν να γίνω Υπουργός Εξωτερικών και τα κατάφερα», είπε μεταξύ άλλων η κυρία Bishop.
Well, actually, I believe it was big swinging dick. So there was obviously an overexcited imagination on the part of some, I would suggest. But if they were seeking to block my aspirations, well, they didn't succeed because my ambition was to be the Foreign Minister of Australia, and I'm very proud to say that I served in that role for 5 years.
Κληθείς να σχολιάσει την υπόθεση της Brittany Higgins, η κυρία Bishop είπε ότι η ίδια, αν είχε λάβει πληροφορίες για σεξουαλική επίθεση σε μέλος του προσωπικού της, θα είχε ενημερώσει αμέσως τον Πρωθυπουργό.
As somebody who has employed many people over many, many years, if someone had come to me with an allegation that a rape occurred, as it turned out, in my office, but in a workplace for which I'm responsible, I would have felt a duty, not only to that person, but to others in the workplace, to inform the police. Now, I know in New South Wales there is a compulsion, I believe, at law, to report such a serious crime to the police, not a compulsion in other states. But in my experience, I felt that I had a duty to inform the police that a serious criminal event had occurred or allegedly occurred.
Θέλετε να ακούσετε περισσότερες ιστορίες σαν και αυτήν; Ακούστε στο Apple Podcast, στο Google Podcast, στο Spotify ή οπουδήποτε ακούτε podcast.